Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie today.
There we go.
Alongside John Lopez, Figgy Fig, rocking out on a Friday.
What you know about a little CCR?
Oh. What you know about me?
Hey, you know what? We were talking earlier about terms that we like and don't like in sports. I have to admit, John Fogerty's center field song, I Can't Stand, and they play it at all these baseball games. I hate that song.
You hate the song?
Yes.
I think it's... Are you sure it's not because it's been overdone?
Well, that's...
It's
that's a badass
song.
That's why. Because working in minor league baseball, every team played it every game. I'm like, enough of this stupid song. His guitar's in the Baseball Hall of Fame for it.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. It's like a bat with string. It's like a baseball-themed guitar. I can't stand that song. But CCR, I'm all good with it.
Yeah.
Just some of the solo stuff's a little overplayed. Hey, we got the NFL schedules this week. It's been fun to look at, break down for the Texans, but let's zoom out and take a wider look at the NFL this year with now that we know the schedule, we know the games, and see if things will happen. Will this be the year that something happens or doesn't happen for the first time?
Yeah, the first one is always a dangerous question to ask, but now that we know the schedule and we know a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, the back half of their schedule, Figgy, it's a monster. Like, they have the Ravens twice. They have the Chargers, Bengals, Bears, Bills, Lions.
Man.
This is all on the back half of the Pittsburgh Steelers schedule. So, the question, I got some questions for you guys. Will this be the year? Will this be the year Mike Tomlin has his first losing season?
I mean, it should be, right? If there was ever a year.
I've been saying that the last 5 years.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I just can't bet against it. I think it's crazy. Mason
Rudolph.
Did
you hear those teams? If he doesn't get off to a good start.
Yeah.
Bills, Lions.
I've seen people on ESPN talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers going to start off 0-6. Well, I'm like, where did that come from?
Then that's the answer, right?
Yeah. They are not sold on Pittsburgh for some reason.
I say winning season just because I can't bet. I have no reason to be confident in this other than I just can't go against Mike Tomlin. And if they do pull it off this year, it will be a record for most consecutive winning seasons for one team. I think maybe Rodgers shows up. Maybe Jim Nance gets Aaron Rodgers there.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. We love you. Yeah. What's your answer? You've been following that team a lifetime.
Yeah, I can't bet against them, man. I bet against them the last 5 years. Like, man, this team is awful. This team ain't good.
Yeah.
And somehow they squeak out 9 wins. Like, what?
I say again, second half of the season, Ravens twice.
Now, they could start off strong. Bills, maybe they start off 9-1
Lions,
or something like that. And then go downhill.
Yeah.
I'm a press it, like they say in Las Vegas. I'm a press it.
This
is the year.
I will say this. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. This is the year they do. He finally has a losing
record. They might mess around. Yeah, they might mess around and win 9 games.
Yeah.
And by the way, they'll be better off having just a terrible year and getting a high draft pick and trying to get their quarterback.
That's what they need to do.
It's almost been this thing that it's like the Michael Scott paper company in The Office, where he thought his low prices were what was doing the company so good, and then his accountant said, "No, your low prices are actually putting you out of business." It's similar at Mike Tomlin, where like you're just stuck in this purgatory because you keep winning 9 games, you don't get a good draft pick, you can't develop a quarterback, and you just keep you're stuck in this cycle.
You better off probably firing him
if you want to
get a real quarterback. Yeah. Or
all right, will this be the year? Now that you know the schedule, the Texans win at least 12 games again. They've only done it once in their entire existence.
We talked about this a little bit indirectly earlier. I'm in agreement with most people where I put them at 10 wins. I think they have the ability to win 12 games, but if I'm betting on it, I'm going to say no, they do not win 12 games this year. You know, I think the whole first place schedule is a little overplayed, but still, it is a tougher schedule. And by the way, they're also, I know Vegas isn't the be-all, end-all, but the Texans are home underdogs right now in almost half of their home games. So it is a tough schedule. I'm going to say no on the 12.
Yeah, I know the promo had me saying 12, and I'm drinking the Kool-Aid and all that stuff. But I guess when you think about it, I think the reason why I got them maybe 10 games around there, I'm not sure what the offense is, man. Like, what type of offense is this?
Yeah.
And I just don't think, like, I love the defense. I think the defense is really good, but I don't think it's that good where you win over 12 games, that type of thing, where they just carrying the team to 12 wins.
Yeah, I'm with you both. I think it's a big ask. Will this be the year the Chicago Bears finally break through to the playoffs after 12 years? Been 12 years.
I say no. So we talked about this a little bit earlier where the NFC North had some of the easiest schedules in the league last year. This year it's flipped. Now, look, that's sometimes it's a flawed metric, but right now the NFC North have like the 5 toughest schedules, which includes the Bears. I'm also not sold on Ben Johnson as a head coach. I don't know. It's something about him. He has this arrogance that I just don't like. He's calling out LaFleur in his press conference about beating the Packers. Mm-hmm. I saw him do an interview with Colin Cowherd the other day where Colin was asking fair questions about Caleb, and he just seems too overconfident. He's never been a head coach. I hated all the trick plays they did in Detroit thinking they were so special. So I'm out on Ben Johnson. I don't think Caleb Williams is that great. And, I just don't like this team. So they might be better than last year, but no, I don't think the Bears make the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, man. Just honestly, even without leaving all that stuff out, looking around the division, I don't know if they're better than the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
They're not better than the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
And, hell, I don't know what Minnesota going to be with that quarterback situation.
And
so
that schedule.
Yeah, and that schedule. So maybe they might be the bad team or they might take a step back. But I just don't – I'm not really sold on Caleb Williams like that.
I'm with you both. I feel like they've done a lot to try to help him, an awful lot.
They put a lot of weapons and all that stuff behind him.
But that division is the –
And then the brother don't know what he's watching on film.
See, there's that too.
That's why I'm like, okay, I'm really out on
that's
him
true.
Now.
That's true, yeah.
All right, will this be the year Anthony Richardson finally puts it together?
Ooh, I'm going to say no. And I've used this bit many times, but it's always about that third year. I think it's similar with C.J. Stroud. Like, this is the big-time year to really show that growth for Anthony Richardson. Yeah, it's make or break. But, no, I thought he was a project coming out of college. I didn't like that they threw him in. I thought they threw him in too early his rookie year. I would have given him that whole season.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him come here, as we all did, and he was like 3 for 15 at halftime against it. Something ridiculous. I'm like, it's 2024. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
No, I just don't think he has it. He's too much of a project. I think they'll be better off with Daniel Jones this year.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on him, man.
Daniel Jones.
That's tough. They could probably win some. Hell, Daniel Jones won some games at one point that got him that big contract.
I'm with you both again. Coming out of college before we even knew what team he was going to play for, you guys remember, if you've been listening, I didn't like him.
Yeah.
I didn't like him at all as a player. I'm sure he's a hell of a nice guy. Will this be the year the Cowboys advanced past the divisional round for the first time in 30 years?
Oof.
Dude, it was 1995.
I didn't realize it was that long ago.
30 years.
Man.
America's team.
They're going to get past it?
No. No shot. I give them less of a chance now than I would almost. This is going to sound ridiculous because the roster is better, but just from a coaching perspective, I would compare this to the Dave Campo era, where I just think it was such a sad offseason for the Cowboys to give Schottenheimer the job. He's been a lousy offensive coordinator. No one has ever wanted him to be their head coach. It just seems like a yes man for Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. There is no way, I'm going on record, no way he's going to be the coach that after three decades finally breaks this drought.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have some talent there, but I think from a coaching perspective, it's going to be like Nathaniel Hackett. It's going to be a disaster. Mm-hmm. I say no.
Yeah, that, I agree with Luke on this one, man. Just strictly off the head coaching. Like, I just don't see them – he being the one to get them passed.
Yeah.
Like, they had some okay head coaches.
Hey, he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I just don't – I don't –
I mean, he did.
All right. Hey, if you want to count –
all
right.
No, all that said, I'm with you both.
I just don't see – and it's crazy because I feel like the roster is a little better.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
I just don't see it. I don't see it.
Will this be the year Trevor Lawrence is unlocked?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, all right.
And I don't really have a reason to believe in this because I'm not a huge Trevor Lawrence guy. But I just, I don't know, this combination I think might finally work. I've referenced earlier that, you know, a first-year coach, there's always one that makes the playoffs. You bring in Travis Hunter. I just feel like this might be the right mixture. And this coach worked with Baker Mayfield, you know, kind of helped revitalize him, more so Dave Canales, but then Liam Cohen kept that going. So I'll say yes because this is the last. If it doesn't happen this year, you got to move on from Trevor, give up on Trevor. But he's the number one pick for a reason. I'm going to say yes, we finally see something from him this year.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think yes, but I'm not saying they going to win a division or anything.
No, yeah.
I think he's going to be a lot better than he was last year specifically. And maybe they might be the ones fighting for that the AFC South, you know.
With the Texans.
Yeah, but I don't think the team overall, I don't think they're going to make it.
I'm going to say no because I think they might be better, but it'd be for largely other reasons. You know, like they've added a few things, and he might look better, but I don't think his number, not like he's going to throw for 4,300 yards or something like that. I don't feel it. Will this be the year, and this is his stated goal this week, I believe he said this, will this be the year Will Anderson has double-digit sacks?
I'll say yes. Honestly, I'd have to, I would want to zero in on the schedule a little bit more to see like the offensive line, but just in general, based off of his talent. I'll say yes. It goes back to what I said earlier about that whole three-year thing. I think the three-year is always the big one for these guys when they come in the league. And so this is that year where you really take that big step forward.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously very talented. He's got help on the other side of that defensive line. This defense should be really good again this year.
Yeah,
I mean, you might get Trevor. You get six games of rookie Cam Ward.
That's what I'm saying.
Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones. Trevor Lawrence can be like a statue back there too sometimes. So, yeah, I'll say yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, too. I feel like Will Anderson, just from rookie year to now, I feel like he always taking the next step. So I think this year his next step will be getting double-digit sacks.
Yeah, the guys in the morning were talking about that. When he sets a goal, it's not just like I have this goal kind of lip service. Like you could see it happening on the field. You know, he talked about adding a move. Remember after the first year and all of a sudden he's making moves and all that. No, I think he gets there as well. Is this the year Joe Burrow finally wins an MVP?
I'll say no just simply because he can't seem to stay healthy, and so I think that's going to cost him. I'm a big Joe Burrow guy.
This
I love
his
Burrow.
Sixth year.
That's hard to believe.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I love him. I think he's certainly talented enough. I think he's going to have a good year. He had a great year last year when he was on the field, but just he'll probably miss a few games, and that'll probably end up costing. But I will say working in his favor is a lot of times these MVP awards, we don't like to keep giving it to the same people. So, you know, that helps Burrow this year. You step away from the Lamar's, Josh Allen's, Patrick Mahomes. But I'll bank on some sort of injury costing him games or slowing him down at some point.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's going to win it just off of his injury, and I'm not sure where the Bengals would be.
Yeah.
You know, because that's always a tricky team, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed like they got the talent to make some noise, especially if they get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
But sometimes they could just be bad, man.
They can be bad. I'm a big fan. I'm with you on that, Luke. I've liked him forever. I think he deserves an MVP at some point. Just for fun, I'm going to say yes. You know, they're going to have obviously a tough time in that division, but you win that division all of a sudden, which he was really good for a stretch. Like, yeah. He was beating them.
Like,
you know,
dog, I think if he would have got into the playoffs.
Yes, nobody wanted to see that.
Yes. Oh, I think Chiefs would be a little nervous seeing him.
Yeah, he put up crazy numbers last year when he was playing. That defense was just so bad. Yeah. I think that defense is going to be bad again this year.
Yeah, I kind of wish they snuck into the playoffs, man.
That would have been
fun. Just to kind of see what they do. They could have had like a New York Giants type of run.
Yeah. One more for you guys. Will this be the year the Titans finally become a threat in the AFC South?
I'm going to say no, not threat. But I do think they'll be better. You know, Will Levis, I think it's addition by subtraction. He cost them so many games last year. It could have been a different season if they just didn't find a way to lose a handful of games. And maybe Cam Ward will be a safer quarterback where you don't cost those games. Year two of Brian Callahan. But threat, I think, is too strong. They'll be better. They'll be improved. I don't think they're ready yet to try to compete in that division in year one of Cam Ward.
I don't think they're going to be a threat, but I think they definitely going to be on notice. I think if Cam Ward is showing some type of flash, like how people looking at Caleb Williams, like, okay, we got something there. We just need to get some pieces around him, maybe get him to year two and then his own. I think it could be something like that where, you know, after the season, we're going to be like, damn, we got to pay attention to the Titans.
I'm going to agree with you guys. I think threat might be a little bit over the top, but I feel like they're going to get better, you know, slightly, marginally, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And to put a capper on all this, from 512, they say, I feel your pain. Played in minor league baseball. I can't get three notes into center field or anything from Jock Jams. That's right. When that stupid opening riff of center field comes on. Oh, my gosh.
I'm out.
Jump out of the press box. Can't stand that song. Hey, this time each and every day, it's when we get to Figgy's mixtape. Figgy, what do we got going on today?
Man, so today is National Barbecue Day. Woo. So, Yep did something fun. They ranked the top 10 barbecue cities in the USA.
Oh, I got to hear this.
So, do you think Houston made the list? Do you think, where you think Houston is? I'll let you know.
All right.
Can't wait to find out. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, it is Figgy Smith State in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there, and happy National Barbecue Day.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so today is National Barbecue Day. Luke, are you a barbecue guy?
Absolutely.
You like barbecue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was kind of thinking, I'm like, man, I wouldn't be surprised if you was like, yeah. I don't really care for barbecue.
No, I like it.
Sometimes you get people once in a while that. Yeah, so, happy National Barbecue Day. And so Yelp, they ranked the top 10 barbecue cities in the U.S., and they did this based off of reviews from top barbecue restaurants. Mm-hmm. So that's the criteria. So I'm going to go through the list, and let me know how you feel about this. So I'm going to go from 10 to 1.
All right.
Number 10 is Nashville. I'm actually shocked that's not in the top five, because I feel like people talk about Nashville and Memphis barbecue a lot.
Okay, so there's a difference. To me, Nashville's not a top 10.
Really?
Now,
really?
I don't even know who the other 8 or 9 are. But Memphis, for sure. Memphis might be like 2 or 3.
Okay, now these are barbecue cities.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Trust me, I've been lucky enough to travel all over the country.
Okay.
And you know how I feel about barbecue.
Yeah, I'm curious to really know how you feel about this list. Yeah. Now, remember, this list.
You have any thoughts on that, Nashville?
Yeah, I've been to Nashville a bunch. Love that city. I've never thought of it, though, for barbecue.
Yeah.
If it comes to food, I think more like the hot chicken than I do barbecue.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Nashville, hot, anything.
So you're not starting off well here.
Okay. All right. Now, remember, this is based off the
restaurants.
Yelp. Yelp. Comments and reviews. Mm-hmm. Number 9 is Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, Durham. Yeah, Durham. Yeah, I'd leave that there.
Okay.
No, now, here's the thing. You're going to get me into the weeds a little bit.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
North Carolina barbecue is more of a it's not ketchup-based sauces. It's thinner sauces. It's
aren't they mustard-based?
No, mustard. Well, there are some. But a lot of mustard-based are kind of even further south, like Alabama and all that stuff. Alabama has the white sauce. Don't get me into it.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But it's a lot of pork. So it also depends on what you like. Texas is brisket and beef.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carolina's a lot of pork.
Pulled pork.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Okay.
But it's awesome.
Okay.
I'm good with that one.
All right. Number 8, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What are we doing?
I ain't gonna lie. When I seen this, I'm like,
"What are we doing?
Do I need to go to Tulsa to try some barbecue?"
No, you don't.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
All right, we keep it moving on.
Yeah.
Number 7, Honolulu.
Very underrated.
Yeah, now, they say it's good. They say it's good if you like Korean or Hawaiian style barbecue.
Hawaiian style barbecue is tremendous. It's just a different. Now, don't go into it with a Texas mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I don't mind Honolulu.
I'm a big fan of Korean barbecue. I love going to Korean barbecue spots.
Yeah.
So if they talking that, like, I feel like that's legit.
A lot of glazes in Hawaii. A lot of, it's excellent. It's just, don't expect to have like a brisket.
Good old pig roast over there.
Yeah, pig roast.
Yep. Yeah. Number 6 is Greenville, South Carolina.
I'm good with that. Okay. Very good in South Carolina.
Okay. Number 5, Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, I guess I got to be good with that. I don't remember eating too much in Charleston barbecue, but South Carolina barbecue is excellent.
I lived in Charleston. Yeah. So, yes, Charleston.
It's pretty good?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Number 4, Memphis, Tennessee.
Absolutely. Maybe even higher.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe even higher. I love Memphis barbecue.
Right.
As opposed to Nashville.
So we're getting close to the end, man. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Kansas City, Missouri.
I'm good with it. I love Kansas City barbecue. Now, we can have that argument that everybody likes to have, and I am on the Texas side, but I'm also raised on Texas barbecue.
So what's the difference between Kansas City barbecue, or what is Kansas City barbecue for that point? I know it's a difference. But.
A lot of it is the sauces. A lot of it is the way they do their ribs are different. Very rib and pork heavy. Now they do briskets, of course, and all that great chicken. Like you can't say a bad thing about Kansas City barbecue. If you do, you're just hating, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number 2, San Antonio.
Ooh, I hadn't thought San Antonio.
This is where I was kind of like, huh?
It's Texas barbecue. Now it's based off of restaurants.
Yeah. These are based off of restaurant reviews on Yelp.
So maybe I just. I'm not going to say absolutely not.
I would like to see what restaurant did they getting all these reviews.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And then number 1 is Austin, Texas.
Good with it. Good with it. Aaron Franklin, you know, he's an Austin guy. What's the other one? Salt Lick. in Salt Lake down in Austin?
Yeah.
All right, we're just outside of Austin.
Yeah, no, I heard nothing but good things about barbecue spots in Austin.
Yeah, no, I am good with that.
Are you shocked that Houston is not on this list?
All right, so this is going to not...
Because I feel like they had some top-tier barbecue spots. Maybe not a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like the ones they do have are pretty popular.
Is this for 2025, 2024, or when?
I'm not quite sure. Let me double check.
Because, okay, just as you do that, I will tell you this. Houston, by and large, has not been a great barbecue restaurant city.
Yeah.
There haven't been. I mean, there's great barbecue in Houston, mm-hmm. as we all know. But that's a lot of pit masters. That's a lot of weekend, you know, pit masters and all that that just make great barbecue. But in terms of restaurants, the reason I'm asking what year it was.
So this say 2025. Top barbecue cities of 2025.
All right. Well, they must have missed some then, because clearly Truth Barbecue right now, I would put up against anywhere in the state. I would put up Killens. I'd put up Ronnie's Place. I call him Ronnie.
I was just there yesterday.
It's so good. Pinkerton's.
Pinkerton's is solid. Yeah.
Gary's is great. So I think like Houston's made a big move, in terms of restaurants. I did look. I would add a couple of cities that are maybe not on the list that might come as a surprise. Don't shoot the messenger. Trust me, I love barbecue and I eat it all the time, and I think I know just enough to be dangerous. New York City is really good for barbecue. New York City.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Mm. And the reason is the top chefs in the world have kind of like upgraded or put some tweaks on it. I've had some great barbecue in New York City and Birmingham.
Okay.
But you got to get used to the white sauce.
I love the white sauce. I love
you got to get used to the Alabama.
I'm intrigued. Want to go on the barbecue tour. Birmingham. Just go to all these places, even Tulsa.
I would replace Tulsa with New York City.
Okay.
I would replace, although I got to give them credit because it's San Antonio, it's in Texas. I would maybe replace one of the Carolinas with Birmingham because I think you're being a little redundant with Charleston and Greenville.
Mm.
So I would have Birmingham up there and New York City up there, take out Tulsa, one of the Carolinas. And if you really, really want to get specific, let's talk about Lockhart. Lockhart, Texas, is the barbecue capital of the world.
Yeah, somebody from the 832 just texted that in.
Lockhart is the place to go if you want barbecue.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Happy National Barbecue Day, man. Celebrate by getting some barbecue. Yeah. I did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, so Jalen Ramsey, who is currently, I think he's still with the Miami Dolphins now, but I think he's currently looking for a trade, maybe looking for a different team. I don't know what team going to grab him up. But this is an old clip of him with Bussin' with the Boys, and it started kind of getting around a lot. This is from 2019 of him talking about how he used to get under his opponent's skin back when he played at Florida State. And I want to know, is this fair or is this foul as hell?
In college, like when I was at Florida State, I was grimy, like super grimy. I didn't care. Like I was talking about your girlfriend. Say I was playing like a big receiver at whatever school, I would look up his Instagram, see his girlfriend, whatever, boom, boom, and
you can cuss to yourself, man.
Yeah, I'd probably go slide in the DMs.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Before the game?
Before the game.
Yo, yeah, I love that, dude. That's amazing.
Before the game, I'll probably slide in the DMs. But either he know about it or he don't, but either way, I'm bringing it up in the game. Like, yeah, you know, I slid in first name basis, DM, she hollering at, like,
How mad? They get so mad away.
Oh, yeah. People get hot about that. But I'll say when I got to the league, though, I stopped that because now people got wives and stuff. Yeah. I ain't talking about nobody wives.
That's so foul. Good. No, hell no. That's good.
Fair game?
Hell no.
I think I draw the line at sliding into the DMs.
But it's just girlfriends. It's just like he's just, it's college.
Just imagine if you was playing in college and you was with your wife. I don't know if y'all was married in college or nothing, but y'all probably was dating. Just imagine you on the field and somebody like, yeah, I was in Jan DM, baby. That would tick me off.
You're damn right.
Yeah, that's true.
And which is not really smart because, like, if I go off, then I'm out my game.
Yeah.
And he wins. Mm-hmm. But that would tick me off, man.
Yeah, and you know what? Now that I think about it, in his defense, it takes two to tangle. It's like whenever there is a situation like that and you always get upset at the person outside of the relationship. It's like, no, you should be upset with the person you're in the relationship with. Now that I think about it more, I guess there is no harm in getting in their DMs because it's up to that person to reciprocate or not. So, that's fine. Fair game. I changed my mind.
Yeah, no, I'm glad he said that about the wives. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, college? Sure, yeah, man.
Stuff like that, I would have told my girl, like, hey, you need to deactivate your account. I don't need all of these dudes, all these athletes, But at that point, man, I mean, if it's just your girl, just some girl you talking to, hey, it's fair game, man.
Yeah,
if she's that easy to get a reply back and all that stuff, she for the streets, man.
Yeah.
It's Mitt Sape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I thought this was kind of cool right here. So the Pittsburgh Pirates will be doing a bobblehead giveaway of Mac Miller. And Matt Miller, who was a rapper who passed away a couple years ago, I want to say he passed away in 2018. Mm-hmm. And they doing a bobblehead night for him on July 19th. And that kind of got me thinking, if we can do something like that in Houston, who would the bobblehead be for? Somebody that passed away.
Right.
The first person I thought about was Selena.
Oh, ooh, heck yeah.
Bobblehead night for Selena. Gold. Yeah. And then the other one, obviously, is DJ Screw.
I'm going to go with Selena. That Astrodome concert?
Yeah.
For the rodeo? It was highlighted in the movie and everything else?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's gold. That's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think the Astro should do something like that, man. They should come up with a Selena night or something like that. Play nothing but Selena music and give out a bobblehead.
Yeah, that's really. Do they not already have a Selena night? Because that seems like a great idea. Low-hanging
I can't
fruit.
Top that.
Yeah,
I can't top that either. That. Like she was the first person I thought about because I'm thinking in my brain, like, if we want to get people out here early, listen to Houston early, get here early to get something. I think people get there early for a Selena bobblehead.
I agree.
I like that. Yeah, I was gonna say George Foreman, but I think Selena's more creative and better.
Yeah, Selena kind of like, I would like to get that.
Yeah.
So I think they Astro, y'all should do something like that.
Absolutely.
Copyright that, Figgy, before you get off the air.
At least give me credit.
Yeah.
Let's just say Figgy Fig from 610 on the mixtape said that. So Ticketmaster finally they doing something different. They gonna finally show the full price of your ticket up front.
Oh, great.
So have you? Awesome. Yeah. So I think Ticketmaster, I think, are the partners with the Houston Texans and the NFL in general. I want to say, and don't you hate whenever you buying a ticket?
Hate it.
It's like, oh, this ticket is $49.99 or $50.
Yep.
And then you go to end the checkout, and it's like $95. You're like, what the hell? So pretty much they got a thing called all-in pricing. So you'll see the full ticket price up front, including those pesky service fees before you hit the checkout button. So no more surprises at the end. Thank How you feel about that?
I love it. I mean, that's always been a thing that, drives me nuts.
Yeah, I love it too. Yeah, like you had put there in the notes or said, yeah, the Federal Trade Commission, like this wasn't even Ticketmaster's decision. This was more someone saying, like, you have to do this now. And thank God, I've always complained about those fees. It's ridiculous. You also have to put in like all of your information and like your before they finally show you the final price. It's so infuriating.
Yeah, you got to sign up for the account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, let me check out as a guest because I don't be like, that's one reason I don't buy concert tickets like that, man, because. Yeah. First of all, you got to sign up for this account. You got to download this app and do all of this stuff. And then for a $30 ticket, it jump up to like $50.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if you taking the lovely young lady or something like that, now it's like, man, I'm paying all of this for this concert.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to go now.
I know.
I back out every time, man.
And then they give you 10 minutes to complete it, but you got to remember your password and all this sort of stuff. It's like,
man,
this is crazy. Yeah. Airbnbs, too, and for all those, they should all, they do the same thing. You see this price.
Airbnb like, does that, don't they? Yeah.
It seems cheap, and then it's like, oh, by the way, here's the cleaning fee and this fee and that. It's like, oh, okay, actually, it's a lot more expensive.
Yeah, it's crazy because Airbnb, they get into a point where you better all just get in the hotel.
Yeah.
Like, because the whole, to me, or at least my understanding of it was the whole purpose of Airbnb is that because hotels were so expensive, and the Airbnb is a little cheaper. So now it's like, man, y'all more than the hotels.
Yep.
I'd rather get the hotels where I know it's clean and, you know, I ain't got to worry about
nothing. No surprises, really.
Yeah.
No surprises, free breakfast.
Yeah.
And, yeah, maybe a nice little view or something. I don't know. But
I'm with you.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, that's the mixtape every day at 120 on Sports Radio 610.
All right.
Sounds good. We didn't get to the last thing I know, but just reminded me, next month we got a Friday the 13th. June 13th, so prepare accordingly. It's only a month away.
Maybe I'll say this for Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
I'll
there
see
you
if
go.
It really happen.
Yeah.
Coming up, we'll link up with the fellas. They're out at the Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy today, I believe, for the latest installment of that crawfish tour. We'll talk with Ron and Clint, but also get ready for Lance McCullers tonight against the Rangers. It's a big spot for him. Hearing his comeback, we'll talk about the Astros next in the Loop. Luke Morrow in for Reggie today alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. As we put a bow on things for this Friday, get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive, Ron and Clint out at Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy. We'll catch up with them in a few minutes. Pass the baton. I know... I was a big Val Kilmer guy. I was sad to see he passed away, but he did such a great job playing Jim Morrison in The Doors.
We talked about that too, man, because I didn't even know that movie exists until he passed away.
It was good.
And I looked it up. I'm like, he looked exactly like him.
I know.
Like, is this the real? Like I thought it was Jim Morrison for real.
There were people. Did you tell me the story or somebody told me the story? People who walked out of the audition. When they saw him up because he was like, okay, well, that's him.
Yeah,
he's going to get it.
Yeah. They said he looked exactly like him and act like him, too.
Yeah.
He was great. And I know Val was one of those method actors. So that's what they all said. Like, for those months, he was just Jim Morrison.
He was Jim Morrison.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, sad to see that news, a few weeks, months ago now that Val passed away. Hey, we opened the show talking about the Astros. We'll close as well because this is a. You know, I think this is a big early season, early season series. You're on the road against the Rangers. You have four games. Unfortunately, they dropped the opener last night 1-0, and what was a frustrating loss because of some of the opportunities. I thought they hit DeGrom better than the Rangers hit Hunter Brown, but you still don't get out of there with a victory. But,
yeah.
You know, as I said, I mean, that was This is going to be a ridiculous analogy or comparison. I acknowledge that up front. But it's almost like the girl in school where she finally like takes off the glasses and lets her hair down. And you realize like, ooh, the librarian's actually pretty attractive. And I say that about Hunter Brown because last night, it wasn't that I was down on him previously. He's been pitching really well. But after last night, I was like, man, this you have a bulldog right here that any game you need to win, I feel a completely confident giving him the ball and having him go out.
No, I 100%. I've been very high on him for a long time, but especially the last few weeks, just watching what he and the makeup and that's a kind of a cliche, but you know you know it when you see it. You know, unafraid, throwing pitches in tough situations, you know, getting it done. He is the absolute ace on this squad. All due respect to Frommer, who's been okay, more than okay, the last couple of outings.
By the way, I felt like part of the frustration for me last night was that Jake Berger home run. I felt like if it was hit to almost anywhere else in the ballpark, it wouldn't have been a home run. It just cleared that where the fence comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Baseball Savant tells me it would have been a homer in 23 of the stadiums.
Oh, that's a big number.
I don't know. They also measured it at 20 feet further than the fence. Like, I think the fence was like 375 there, and they said that home run trap. Maybe it was just me, but when I watched that last night, I thought like, man, it just got out of there.
Yeah.
And I know the metrics tell me otherwise, I guess it would have been a home run most places, but I felt like, that's the one run in the game was this kind of, I wouldn't call it a cheap homer, but did you see this whole thing with the Rangers though, where it started by Berger, where he's taking credit for their turnaround has to do with the new Pope? Did you see that story?
I have not seen that.
I think that's a little, like, religion aside, that's a little, like, making it about yourself. Like, that has nothing to do with the Texas Rangers.
What's their reasoning?
They talked about it on the Rangers broadcast last night, which I happened to be watching for some reason instead of the Astros. And Berger said he's a Midwest guy. The new Pope's a Midwest guy.
Oh, brother.
Berger's very Catholic, and obviously so is the Pope. Yeah. And I don't know. It was. I don't have a good answer. I don't know why he actually feels that way. Yeah, it is. It's a real reach, and I think it's a little ridiculous to use that as your rally cry.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're going to turn – we got a new Pope. We're going to turn around the season.
Plus, the Pope's a White Sox fan.
Yeah, it's true. But it's becoming a whole thing. Just like, wasn't it the Rangers who latched onto Creed, was that two years ago?
Yeah.
They referenced it on the broadcast, the Pope. Yep. I think they're all doing, like, the sign of the cross in the dugout. Oh, it's a whole thing now, these Rangers.
They're about to get canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit much. Tonight, Lance McCullers, we talked about this earlier. I know the text line wasn't too positive of expectations tonight for Lance McCullers, but it just feels like this is a big spot for him because obviously he was terrible last time out. Now here's a bounce back, and it's against the Rangers on the road, and you lost last night, so you're looking for a bounce back as a team as well. Just what's your vibe? Are you worried in watching McCullers? Are you excited to watch him?
Yeah. I'm going to be plugged in because – it's not just a big game for Lance McCullers, and that's probably even considering the Astros season a more important thing because you need McCullers. I mean, and he needs it, and he's been out so long and he struggled so badly in his last outing. It's very, very important for McCullers to bounce back and show something here, but it's really important for the Astros. Yeah, that was a game, you know, obviously Hunter Brown more than well enough to win that game, but it didn't happen. Nevertheless. You got eight innings out of Hunter Brown, and to be able to get eight innings out of Hunter Brown, you want McCullers to go five innings, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, but go, you know, four or five innings, two run ball, you know, not, don't get blown up, you know, be able to keep your team in the game and then throw it to a fresh bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets, you know, rocked early, then it's almost like you get nothing out of Hunter Brown's performance. Because a lot of times, you know, starting effort like that can, and you win that game, can win you two games. A starting effort like that and you don't back it up with a good bullpen game and a good start from the next day starter, it can lose you two games. So that's why it's so important tonight.
The over-under right now is set at 8 runs for that Rangers-Astros game. We'll see what Lance does. What about on the other side after what we just saw against DeGrom? Great pitcher, obviously, but Nathan Eovaldi's pretty good too tonight. Mm-hmm. Where are you just... as a general question on this Astros offense, or what do you kind of expect for them tonight?
Well, see, I almost, kind of unfair, but you almost throw out last night's game because Jacob DeGrom was so good and Hunter Brown was so good. I mean, no matter how good an offense you have, that was going to be a tough, low-scoring game, pitcher's duel, as they say. But the Astros' offense has shown some life lately. But overall, they're just not getting crooked numbers enough. You know, their extra base hit percentage, I think, ranks either 25th or 26th in the entire MLB.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to put some big, you know, big at bats together, extra base hits, or else maybe just start playing a little more small ball here and there.
Yeah, you know? I like the small ball, and that's the one thing. Jeremy Payne has been so good as a leadoff hitter, but mm-hmm. the one thing I don't like is, look, Jake Meyers leads the team in steals. He's at the bottom of the order. He can run all he wants. It doesn't matter. But for Pena, he's second on the team in steals, but as the leadoff man, you know, and then you have Altuve right behind him, I think it limits his opportunity to run, you know, to do some running to steal, because you don't want Altuve to have to take pitches. Also, he's not a guy that takes a ton of pitches.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I wish they were able to take advantage of his speed a little bit more.
Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.